episode number 136, How You Can Shape the Camaro's Future.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
We got a full show this week.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Today, this week, it's one and the same.
Oh, of course. Oh, man.
This week, starting on Monday morning.
Monday morning. Like morning when I wake up. That's when I put the podcast up, not 12:01 a.m. For all you loyal listeners, you know.
Which we thank you for.
Yes.
But
the podcast comes up, you know, when I wake up in the morning.
When the sun comes up, pretty much.
Usually between 5:30 and 6, it's posted.
It warms my heart.
I think it's funny that people are waiting at 12:01 a.m. for the next episode.
It's like, you know, when the video game systems go on sale and people are waiting outside the Best Buys.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know.
Browsing YouTube for 2 hours waiting for the podcast to show. Hey, thanks, guys. It warms the cockles of our hearts.
Ding. It's up. All right. Oh, God.
So it's snowing right now.
You know, 74 degrees one day, you know, 32 degrees the next day and snowing. You know, gotta love it here in Michigan.
Not me, man. I hate it.
Oh, man. It's like, what, a couple more weeks and it's May?
Yeah. We can hope.
I'm with the weather.
Yeah. Gas prices.
Okay, so tell us what we're going to talk about today.
All right. Well, you know, the intro line was how you can shape the Camaro's future. And, well, we mean just that. I, unfortunately, alone from CamaroZ28.com, are going to a second Camaro focus group. And I made a post on, you know, throw your input in, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
20 questions.
Part two.
We're going to talk about that. Some kick-ass pictures of the car at the ring with some big old brakes on it.
Yeah.
Got a sight of the week. Very cool. Well, this is an interesting one. And a couple other tidbits of news and miscellaneous ramblings.
Yeah.
So starting off with shaping Camaro's future. We did this, well, a year ago.
Yeah.
The first focus group.
It's been almost a year now since you were out there for the first focus group.
Yep. Let me just say that on behalf of Chevrolet and Scott Settlemyer and General Motors, they really wish they could get more than 15 people out there. I mean, Chris, I mean, even you can't go there. I can't bring my wife or anything. It's very controlled. So that what they did is they tried to pick people who they felt could just best represent everybody else, since they can't get, you know, all enthusiasts there.
Of course.
It'd fill Milford Proving Grounds and then some. So we're going back for a second one.
Okay.
This May. Mid-May. And
do you have a date yet?
The 16th and 17th.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to let that out. So
I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think so either. We don't even know what we're going to be doing, but I'm going to assume that we're going to be driving
a mule?
Well, probably not I don't think a mule. I would think an intent for production, like one of the, I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, maybe one of the first test cars to roll off the assembly line.
Do you think it will have a finished interior?
I think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm just speculating. I could be wrong. It might be one of the mules that we see, you know, floating around on CamaroZ28.com.
Can you make sure when you're there, can you make sure that they put T-tops in the car?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the car is not 80% done at this point.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, here's the problem, folks. We all want the car to be our car. And when I made the post in the fifth generation general news section, the 2010 Camaro general news, rather, a lot of people are still expecting or hoping for things that are just, it's beyond that now. The car is 80% done as we speak, thereabouts. No, they can't put T-tops in it. No, they can't
have a removable
B-pillar, you know. I mean, holding on to those dreams is great, but also keeping one foot in reality's grave or whatever.
you know what I'm saying. I tell you, man.
Well, it tells me that there's still so many people that just don't, you know.
Understand the passion for the car.
Yes, yes, yes.
Unfortunately, there's also reality that has to set in at this point in time. We're probably less than a year from this car hitting the showroom.
Right about now, I would think.
Right. If they haven't put it in the car now, it's probably not going to be in the car.
Mm-hmm.
The testing's already going on.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they can't change it. They also, I also noticed a lot of people saying that, that GM is taking too long. So we want to re-engineer the whole car, and then we want it out next week.
Yeah.
Sorry, gang. It doesn't work. And I'm not ripping on anybody's response. I just don't think that everybody's aware of the facts of the matter. I tried to outline them in the very first post. But I guess if you're listening to this and you're going to contribute in that thread, please just keep in mind where the car is right now in the process. I think but here's a good question that I'm sure everybody's asking. Okay, then what is going to be changing?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. It could be they could be talking to us about colors. You know, for all I know, we're not even going to be able to drive the damn car. Maybe just pictures or something. For you know, I just dropped my pen all over the place. But I would think that to keep in mind things are, you know, what kind of colors you'd like to see, what kind of option groups you'd like to see, mm-hmm. because the days of individual options disappeared in the 80s, gang. Let's keep that in mind. There's a couple of people that are fighting for, I want to be able to pick and choose every single option available individually.
Yeah.
No car company can do that anymore. It's just not possible. But I do want people to contribute because you, listeners,
you
can shape the face of the Camaro one way or another. Hey, some of the things that people said the last time, that got introduced there at the focus group, and they were duly noted.
Yeah.
So it's not too late. Just be realistic. That's it. That's my spiel.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I can't stand myself.
Well, you probably got a month to go then, you know.
Month and a
week. Do a nice report.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
After that, yeah.
In case anybody missed the previous ones, just head down to the past news on the main page of CamaroZ20.com, and you can see our videos and pictures and write-up of
all
the
that
previous
good stuff.
Because you were at like the first preliminary one before the focus group was
assembled.
Yeah,
when we got to drive the
concept. The
silver
group.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just think.
Good times.
CamaroZ20.com. Or half of it is going to be among the very first people on the planet to outside of General Motors to actually drive a brand new generation Camaro,
and to help shape the future
for the future of it.
Camaro.
Yep, because they really grilled us, but good on our thoughts.
But good, huh?
But good. They were very good about the questions they asked last time, and I expect the same this time. They knew they're hitting the right questions, so that means they got a good idea. They were never way out in the weeds on something.
Yeah.
It was always
in the
really
ballpark,
within the realm of what so far the general consensus wants.
Okay.
The realistic general consensus.
Okay.
That's it. Go post in the thread after putting some thought into it and read the first frickin' post, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please.
That's it. That's it.
Please.
So moving on to the pictures at the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some pictures coming in from Nürburgring, it looks like. And what do you think of those brakes, huh? Those are some honking brakes they got on there.
I don't know what to think. Why are they there?
I don't know.
I'd love to be positive enough to say, oh, they're going to be an option in the car, and maybe they will be.
This is how they get the cars dialed in.
I don't know.
That was one of the things I liked best about my CTS-V when I owned it. Those brakes were awesome.
Yeah. It is pretty confidence inspiring to have killer brakes. Oh, I did the Z06, the C5 to conversion on my 2002 Camaro, and that was phenomenal. The braking ability was crazy. So Scott in the gang said that there's going to be surprises. Maybe that's one of them.
Maybe it'll be an option available for the Camaro, kind of like the Corvette has, you know, for the bigger brakes.
For the ZR1? Or is that also available on the Z06?
No, I'm talking about the regular Corvette.
Oh, really? That's an option too, huh?
What's that? Wow, what's that option?
The Z51?
Z51 package with the suspension and the big brakes.
Hmm.
You never know.
Well, that does fortify a little bit more in the positive direction then.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think about it that way. And I guess somebody posted in the thread there in the 5th Gen section, where else, that Brembo, which was the kind of brakes that were on the Mule, had purchased several small OEM supplier divisions, which gives them the foot in the door to become more of an OEM application.
Interesting.
Well, that just kicked my positivity-ness up a notch or two now that I've verbalized it.
Yep.
Killer
Give
stuff,
me a Camaro,
man.
Load it up. I'll take it.
Load it up, huh?
Load it up.
Not me, man.
I don't care if it weighs 3,900 pounds.
Oh, no, it's going to weigh like 4,800 pounds. It's going to weigh as much as our Trailblazer with our fat asses in it. Right, Charlie? Oh, God. Sorry, I'm just kidding, buddy. Charlie's a big proponent of the it's going to weigh too much thing.
Yeah.
I guess
a lot of people.
Hey, I guess it beats somebody saying it's going to weigh 2,000 pounds because there's a lot of people that are overly positive about it.
Yeah.
But that remains to be seen, and, well, maybe I'll find out by driving it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a scale at Milford.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
The possibilities are, God, I think I just peed a little. So, anyway, sorry, man. I didn't mean to hijack that back to, direction. The brakes are going to be cool. I think the car's going to be cool. I can't wait.
Yeah. So, anyways, how we started here is there's pictures coming out from Nürburgring.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they were the black car with the big brakes.
And it had a cage.
Yes. Noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, they were really, I'm going to assume.
Thrashing the car.
They were pushing the hell out of that car. So, I wish there was video because I bet you it was hauling ass.
I'm sure there will be. There will be.
And I'm sure I'm going to be hauling ass in mine. I can't wait. All right, we got to move on.
Yeah.
Something we haven't done in a while. Take a guess what it is.
Threat of the week?
Eh.
Sight of the week?
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
This one looks pretty neat, and this one has been a thread that's been going on for quite a while. It's very long. The name of the site is patriotdream.org, and if you look at the mission of the site, it says to rebuild a 1968 Camaro for a deserving American serviceman, Lieutenant Sean Holland, who is currently serving our country in Baghdad, Iraq. This is a pretty neat project. It's basically this guy is building a Camaro and soliciting donations to rebuild this car. And they give a whole update of how far along the car is with a list of all the sponsors and who's donated to the car. Pretty neat. Pretty neat project.
They've been posting updates to the thread that you mentioned in the lounge. Every time he gets new parts or something, of course, he's going to give a little bit of a shout out to the people who provided it, which is only fair and fitting. Mm-hmm. Got some good parts. Now, why does it say why he's... I skimmed this once before, and I'm pretty sure that the reason why he's doing this for his buddy there is because I guess his mom had one, and he always wanted one and never had a chance to. And
yeah, he says his friend was always talking about his mom's old Camaro.
Right. I think this is probably one of the coolest things to do because here you and I are average Joe consumer, and we're you know modding our own cars, and this guy who's been a longtime member of the site, he's taking the time to build it for a buddy that's rather deserving.
Excellent.
I think it's cool. I wish that a lot of people could do this for a lot of the servicemen, but it's cool that at least it gets to be done for at least one.
I know.
Better
I know.
One thing for one than none for none.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, head over to patriotdream.org and check it out.
Very cool, man. Excellent, excellent project to do. Can't wait to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
So, no voicemails, no emails?
No voicemails, no emails this week. What's up, people? All right, Bear Z28, where are you?
Bear Z28, where's my buddy Bear? All right, guys, listen up. Here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Because you know you're going to have to call in for the contest that's coming up next month.
Well, they don't have to call in. It's the wiki.
Well, we would like them to call
We'd
in,
like
too.
Them to call in because that would...
facilitate.
You know, facilitate, right.
The operations that were, you know...
Did I say wiki?
No, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, get to know
So
that
reminder,
wiki.
Go over to CamaroWiki.com and get familiar with it.
Which is, it's really not that hard. It's like making a post.
Yeah.
Got some knowledge about the Camaro. That's a place to put it, and it could earn you some cool shiz.
Real cool shiz.
Yep, we're working on a nice big old fat prize pack for everybody, mm-hmm. including a date with Bear Z28. And Jake Robb, that son of a bitch. Hey, Becca. And Heather the cat.
Heather the cat?
Yeah. Long story.
Okay.
What else is going on here?
How far along is the diecast project?
Oh, I've been working on the packaging.
Yeah?
Ooh. It's cool.
Nobody's guessed what it is yet either.
Well, that's the thing, is they have to call in.
Right.
So one person made a guess, And I'm not going to say whether or not it was a good one or not, because I just want to get somebody to call in. But definitely call in. Throw your guess out as to what the Series 3 Camaro Z28.com diecast car is. And if you guess right, you'll get a freebie. That's it.
Free car?
And you and I will sign it if they want. They'll have the option to have a sign.
Oh, because
they're selling on eBay for billions.
I know, billions.
One eBay auction can give you enough money to buy eBay. Huh?
Oh.
That's right. That's right. We're that famous. We are that famous.
Yeah.
My nuts are covered in gold. Speaking of which, I spilled coffee on my crotch at breakfast today.
I know. What was up with that?
I don't know. I was so handsome.
Half asleep or something?
I don't know. I was
stuck to the table or something?
It looked like I pissed myself. Maybe I did. I was just trying to cover it up.
This has been a wacky day.
Yeah, well, it's, 75 degrees and snowy.
I tell you.
What else is going on here, Chris? What's new with you?
What's new with me?
Yeah, anything?
No, not really.
Diaper duty?
Diaper duty? Yeah. Man, I tell you what, this week, Vito shit up his back. Oh, man. Wrong, let me tell wrong. I tell you, usually he's pretty good, but this is the first time I've ever, had him, and he exploded.
Our poor listeners.
I'm sure we have quite a few parents who listen to this show.
Up his back?
Up his back. Who can sympathize with me. Yeah.
I did that once last week.
Yeah? That's good. That's what's been going on with me.
Life is good.
I know. Life is good.
Life is enjoyable.
Oh, and another thing. The Detroit Red Wings will win the Stanley Cup this year.
Ooh. You throwing out some, a challenge there?
Yeah.
You got want anybody to call in and counter-challenge
you? Where's our Nashville listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Call in and throw some smack, since, the Wings are up 2-0 in the series.
Speaking of smack, you know who I want to smack?
Who?
2-2.
Oh, Jordan
I
2-2.
Smack him.
Yeah, we're turning it into a hockey show now.
I'd smack that helmet right off his head and then run, provided he had skates on, off the ice. Then I'd be okay. Well, listen, if anybody wants to challenge Chris here, maybe a friendly wager. I'll put up some collateral for you, Chris.
I know Chris L is a big Rangers fan out there, but they're in the Eastern Conference, and the only way the Wings would possibly meet the Rangers as if they met in the Stanley Cup Finals, and we all know how that would end. The Wings would just mop the floor with them.
Chris would call us up. Hey, man. How'd you sucky Red Wings win? I don't get it. What the hell?
Frank Rizzo,
jerky. Hey, should we wrap this up before people just tune us out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's going to be it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Same time, same place.
You got it.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.